Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Nearly 200 students were evacuated from the Sorbonne University in Paris yesterday evening as security forces broke up the protest blockade that had been in place there. The Préfecture de Police issued a statement saying that the evacuation had proceeded in a calm manner and that all students had left the premises by 10:15 p.m. Students across France have been blockading universities in protests at the new Loi Vidal and the Parcoursup platform for university admissions. Students say the new system is selective. Yesterday at the Sorbonne, between 400 and 500 students had gathered for a cross-university meeting to unify the blockade movement. They watched Emmanuel Macron's interview on TF1 and were unimpressed. The president of the Sorbonne University had initially asked police forces to intervene at the blockade at Tolbiac University earlier this week, although the Paris police confirmed that they had not responded to that request. At the site of Notre-Dame-des-Landes, the evacuations have stopped as the préfet of the Pays de Loire said that she would resume negotiations with activists. Yesterday, Nicole Klein said that the gendarme-led operation in the ZAD, or Deferred Development Zone, had stopped. 30 temporary dwellings had been dismantled. Yesterday, a dozen gendarmes were injured and 7 activists. The Zadist activists have occupied the site for years in protest at plans for a new airport in the area, which were dropped 3 months ago. Gendarmes started to clear the area 4 days ago, and they were met with resistance. Yesterday, Emmanuel Macron said that the préfet authorities would now be working to allow legal agricultural projects in the area. The president said that he wanted to hear from farmers in the matter, not anyone looking for trouble. The préfet, Ms. Klein, said that she was resuming talks with the ASIPA, the main anti-airport association. Today, the rolling strike of the SNCF continues, with train schedules disrupted this Friday and Saturday. 10% less staff have walked out this time, so a third of TGV and TER services are running. A fifth of Intercité services are running. Unions have said that Emmanuel Macron's TV interview yesterday had done nothing to reassure them. The president had insisted that the SNCF would remain a public company, despite the potential change in legal status, and that he did not hold the status of railway worker in contempt. With the new reform, the special status with guarantees of a job for life and early retirement would be scrapped for new recruits. Unions say that Emmanuel Macron does not have a handle on the matter. The SNCF strike will have a knock-on effect for people leaving on school holidays this evening. Today sees the start of the holidays for schools in Zone C and the start of week 2 for schools in Zone A. Nonetheless, road traffic website the Bison Futé has classed today's traffic as green across the country, apart from the Île-de-France. And finally, the ongoing court case over Johnny Hallyday's estate will continue today. The court in Nanterre will rule on freezing the late singer's assets and artistic rights. After Hallyday's death, it emerged that he had cut his children out of his will, leaving everything to his wife, Laetitia. Laura Smet and David Hallyday are challenging the new will, and they will also learn today if they will have the right to a first glimpse of the last album of their fathers to be released posthumously. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.